Balance can be hard to achieve, but it's time to catch your footing. Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the second pillar of coherence, which is source that manifests as spirituality. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there is something you are working on or would like to call in or intend for today's session, I more than invite you to do so. Okay, to get us started, I am going to light some sage to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. Breathing into your belly, and maybe let your next breath out with a sigh, make a little noise with it. And just check in with yourself this morning. If there's something you're looking forward to, where do you feel it in your body? Maybe feel the corners of your mouth raise into a smile. And if there's something that is stressing you or worrying you, imagine it as a balloon in your hand and just let the balloon go and watch until it fades out of vision into the sky. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to try and make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in and keep inhaling, fill up your belly and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To all of the beautiful souls that are joining us across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Great work, everybody. That felt like a good breath. Okay, I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, bring back to mind our intention of source that manifests the spirituality and call to mind anything that you may be working on or questions you have or anything you intended at the beginning of our session. Some weird shuffling going on today. And there it is. Oh, that one kind of wants to come out too, but it's that one. Okay, there we go. We have the Six of Pentacles today, which I feel like we've gotten before. I feel like we say that for every card and they just feel like old friends now that I'm bumping into and seeing again. But this is the Six of Pentacles. We see six pentacles floating in the air above our main figure's face. In one hand, he has scales, and in the other, he is giving, it looks like coins, money of some kind, to two people that are kneeling beneath him, dressed in rags that clearly look like needy people. And we see a tower off in the distance. And the Six of Pentacles is a redistribution of wealth. It is balance that we see with these scales, justice, and justice being served in a financial way, largely. Pentacles is the earth element, but it is also about these material things, material goods, how things manifest in this reality. When we think about this in relationship to source spirituality, it is very much about how this ephemeral, esoteric idea of source is made real here and now. And that's you. Human beings are the way that source walks the earth. We are the inspired manifestation of divine. You know, there's the saying we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And this is reminding us that that's true. But to balance those two aspects, if you feel like you are focusing on one aspect or the other, maybe you've really been focused on like nose to the grindstone, pounding the pavement, here and now kind of things, kind of energy with work or your spirituality, pull back, zoom out, and remember to tie it back into that larger purpose. But I do think for most of you, the message I'm really hearing is try and think of how to apply it, how to pull this back down to earth. I say this all the time when I talk about coherence. It has to not just be a mental exercise or an imagined practice. It has to be brought to bear in the way we live our life. Otherwise, our thoughts, ideas don't matter. And I think that's where so many projects fall short. Philosophy is brilliant in what I've studied, and it teaches us so much, but it means nothing if it doesn't change the way you live your life. Spirituality, religion, these things are lovely when we hold these concepts to be true. It means nothing if that does not change the way you treat yourself and others. So ground into these spiritual practices. The other thing that's coming to mind too, I keep getting the image of our seven chakras. If you're unfamiliar with the seven chakras, there are all sorts of chakras and energy points all over the body. These seven are just the main ones, the big seven kind of energy points that you'll see frequently. You have your crown chakra, your third eye chakra, your throat chakra, your heart chakra, your solar plexus, and then right below your belly button is your sacral, and then at the bottom of your tailbone is your root chakra. And similarly to how these run down the body, each of these energy centers gets more and more grounded as we go. The crown and third eye chakras are very much associated with connection to the divine, right? The crown is your divine inspiration. The third eye is how you see this future. The root and your sacral are all about this Gaia, Mother Earth energy. How do you think about your core and your center, and how do you walk physically in this way? And I think for spiritual people, we often idealize these top chakras, right? It's like, ooh, I want to open my third eye, and we're really thinking about that. Again, that's beautiful and wonderful. What about the confidence of your solar plexus, the chutzpah that you get from your root, right? Those energies, that strength, that passion, that fire needs to be met with the air, with the breath of divine. Ground into it. Okay, to move into our mantra, inspired by the Six of Pentacles, our card today, anything you may have intended or brought into today's session, and our overall intention of source that manifests a spirituality, our mantra is going to be, my spirituality is grounded. Don't know what that was, but it felt like it needed a flourish, I guess. Okay. I am going to invite you all to take a deep breath with me, and when we do, we will exhale and repeat our mantra, "My spirituality is grounded." Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, "My spirituality is grounded." For our practice today, I am going to invoke one of my dear friends, Kelly Castle. She is a wonderful astrologer, and I try and get a reading from her every 6 months to a year to kind of check in with my chart, see how things are going. And at the beginning of all of her readings, she offers a grounding meditation to help her clients, her people that she is leading, ground into the moment, into the reading that they're about to receive. And in this meditation, she has you imagine that there are roots growing out of your tailbone and deep into the earth, wrapping around the earth's core, and the fire and warmth from the earth surging back up through your roots and wrapping you in protective energy and light. And she even says, you know, you can reach down and tug at the roots to really make sure that they're nice and tightly wound around that core of the earth. And that's what I want us to practice today. Try out this grounding meditation. It's one that, since I experienced it with Kelly, have kept in my back pocket. If ever I'm feeling a little disconnected or discombobulated or rattled and I just need to come back into my body, just closing my eyes and doing a quick, like, okay, my roots are growing down, wrap around the core 3 times, give them a gentle tug, they're good, they're snug, the golden light from Mother Gaia comes up, surrounds me, protects me, and you can just feel the effect pretty quickly. So give that a try. Let me know what you think. And go follow Kelly. I'll tag her in the description down below. And if you're listening on podcasts or on YouTube, I'll drop the link to her website so you can check out her work as well. I highly recommend her services to anyone who may be interested in astrology. Thank you all so very much for joining me today. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star rating, a review, a comment. All of these interactions and engagements are the best way to support Our Daily Ritual and the Cohere Collective. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.